that's right. We're right here, Shark Passage Gallery. How you doing today? Hey, I have a treat for you. Who's on the line with me this morning? It's Tracy Marcinkill. She's over there at Meals on Wheels, been doing great promotions, doing great things to hopefully raise the dollars that is so necessary to keep Meals on Wheels rolling throughout our community. And, of course, they get a lot of support from the community through volunteerism and everything. But, Tracy, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am excellent.
Good.
And, of course, coming up this Saturday, you're going to do the Candlelight 5K. This has become a real popular event for y'all.
It has. This is the third year, and every year it's grown. So I anticipate it to be the same this year, and hopefully we're going to have really good weather because that does matter in a 5K.
It does. It does. You know, and you know, if I remember correctly, you really got into doing this running and stuff. I mean, a few years ago, this was not on your radar.
No, it's a personal thing of mine. I started running about 4 years ago and have done a few half marathons, and so this was a desire that I had to bring a 5K to Meals on Wheels. So I had no idea how to coordinate a race. I had only ran them before, but I had seen as a runner what type of things that different races have to offer. So I just started doing my homework, and we coordinated this race for Meals on Wheels, and it's been a huge success. It's kind of got a different element because it's a night race, and as far as I know, there's not any other night races that I know of in Greenwood, and thus is the Candlelight. We have luminaries lining you know, the way that they go, the pathway. So, and it's at the Cambridge Park, which is a wonderful family-friendly setting. So, because a lot of times, you know, the runners, of course, will bring their families to cheer them on. So it's a great opportunity for the kids to play on the playground while mom or dad is running. And they often take their strollers to run in as well. So,
Now, do you just have just the run, or do you also, don't y'all have a walk, too?
We do. I mean, it's a 5K. It's a 3.1-mile race, and you can certainly run or walk. Usually the way it works is the runners are usually in front, you know, and we usually...
That sounds good, Tracy.
Yeah.
The runners are in front. I'd be worried if we got the walkers in front
of the
runner.
That's exactly right, and they just kind of know their hierarchy when they go to line up for a race. So the walkers know to stay out of their way. We call them elite runners, and a lot of times they can finish a 5K in maybe 7-18 minutes, and then, you know, you'll have your walkers maybe do 45-50. So it's, you know, it's a great hour-long usually, but what's even better is we have food and entertainment there as well. And
well, I know that... first off, let's see, 25, is that where you're at now, $25 per runner?
Yes, we are, which is a great value, really, because a lot of times you'll have races that, you know, that's the registration, and, you know, you get water and a banana. And I hate to brag, but I always feel like we have a great value here.
Because you're serving them dinner, aren't you?
We are. We have the bananas and the granola bars at the beginning, but, yes, we serve them dinner, and they have live entertainment outside. You know, outside we're having a band come to – well, an acoustic group, rather.
Sprouse and Kevin Brock, I think, is what I was reading.
Exactly, yep, and they're going to come play in the gazebo, and so it'll be just a lot of really good family atmosphere to bring your blanket, and after you run, just kind of chill out, and, you know, to hear who the winners are and all that. So,
and there's prizes, too.
We do. We do medals for the first. Well, you have plaques, rather, for the first runners, the top two male and female runners.
Right.
And then you have for the master runners, which, of course, is my group, the over 40 group. And then, as well, you have in your age groups. We break out different age groups, and every one of those get a medal for the first male and female that come in. So.
Sure. Now, what kind of food are you going to be serving? Because I noticed that people can come in for $5, even if you're not, if you're a runner, it's included. if you're not a runner, I guess you can pay $5 and eat.
That's correct. Yeah. So, you know, if you bring your family and they want food, or just if you just want to come out and hear the live music, which is what I'm really encouraging people to do. Maybe if you've never ran before, but you don't really know what it's like, and you just want to be around and see what all it's about, that's a great way. But we're having barbecue. We do a really great barbecue sandwich here, and chips and tea and cookies. So a really nice, well-rounded meal to enjoy. And, you know, some runners don't like to eat a lot when they first finish, but, you know, you've got time to kind of cool down and then eat, but you can take it with you if you need to as well. So most of the time, though, after about 30 minutes, I'm ready to eat.
Doesn't take you long, does it, Casey?
It doesn't. It doesn't take me long to cool down and get hungry. So
I saw where you're actually having, a mini health expo? You've added another feature here?
Yeah, we're really excited about that this year. It's something we've just dabbled in. We haven't advertised it big time. We just kind of dabbled in. But we are actually going to have Piedmont Health Group out there. They're going to be giving out massages.
Oh, my God. Well,
yeah.
There's a reason to sign up.
Yeah, and you just the donation is a Meals and Wheels donation. That's your payment for the massage. So, and we're going to have some pottery out there, some people with some crochet items, and some different art things. So really just trying to do some mini tent type of things for people to just enjoy. We're going to have the health clubs out there offering freebies. So just a lot of really exciting things, you know, that they can browse around and do before and after the race. So,
but here's the other neat thing. I love the fact that you line the course with the luminaries.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that is so beautiful, just as it's starting to get dark, to have the luminaries out there to light the way for the trail.
It is. And, you know, even though the race starts when it's not so dark, because they are actually going down the railroad path and back, so we didn't want it to be too dark as they're walking. But it's really neat, you know, when you're coming back in, and as it gets to be 8:30 and dusk comes and the luminaries are all glowing in the park, it's a really neat atmosphere for sure. So we enjoy having it out there. It's just really been great. The city's been great to work with us. So it's just been an all fun event. And we like to say things are friend-raisers because the value's so good for the runners. You know, it's a great opportunity when you get 200 runners out with all their family and friends, and, you know, you're promoting your Meals on Wheels program. We just think that's a good way to meet people and just to let them know what we're about. So
absolutely. Well, Meals on Wheels does so much for the community. And, of course, it's a constant struggle, isn't it, to be able to provide these quality meals for our seniors that need them. So how many seniors right now are actually getting Meals on Wheels?
I think we serve about 350 meals a day out of the nutrition center that I'm actually at this morning. So I'm hanging out here this morning. So, and we're actually putting together some box meals. So those are, that I might have told you before, is, you know, they get a 2-week supply of meals, shelf-stable meals in a box. So, well, I shouldn't all say shelf-stable. There's frozen items and things like that in there, but something where they get a menu and can do it that way is also. So we've become very innovative in how we can serve the seniors that we need to serve in our community at a lower cost. Because our hot meals are obviously sometimes more expensive, and so we've tried to come up with new ways to get the seniors off of our waiting list.
Absolutely, and I know you have had in the past a huge waiting list, and it's tough for seniors. And, you know, the great thing about Meals on Wheels, and, you know, it's a win-win situation when you volunteer, because you get the experience of dealing, of going to see people that you may be their only contact.
That's exactly correct, and that's what's so unique about our program, is because not only are you providing a physical need, but a lot of times you're providing an emotional need as well. So when they see you, that's very important. It's a safety issue, so that parents and family can know that their loved ones are being checked on. So we're proud of that, and the volunteers, they are just so devoted and so wonderful, and we could not have this program without them. I cannot tell you enough about them and what they do for this program.
Sure. And I suppose you're constantly needing more volunteers, aren't you?
We are. We've actually had a little bit of a shortage. Anytime we go into a different season, we see some changes, whether it's school ending, you know, are schools starting, and different things like that. Summer vacations, a lot of people, of course, want to go on vacation. So we a lot of times have needs for substitutes because when they're gone, we need somebody we can call on while the regular volunteer is away. So summer is often a very hard time for us. A lot of time during the school year, we'll have students come from Piedmont Tech and Lander who can come and help out. But a lot of times when they go home for the summer, we are, really have a shortage right now. So
I guess we could use some more volunteers, huh?
We could. I think we. I'm not sure how many routes we have open, but I know. I know recently we put out our banners out in the community because we were having a shortage where they were taking several routes out. And I know, matter of fact, I know yesterday. I think the staff had to take over 3 routes out for whatever reason, you
sure.
know. So it's just important, I guess, that, you know, that we have these routes filled here. And that was just in Greenwood. That's not in the outlining areas that, you know, the other sites. So,
well, now if somebody wants to volunteer, Tracy, I mean, you have to sign up for something every week, every month for eternity.
No, you know, when you sign up to volunteer, you can kind of determine how you want to do it. If you know, some people are retired and they enjoy doing every Tuesday, so they'll do every Tuesday. They'll get the same route every Tuesday, and they get to know those seniors on that route. Some do as an office group. You may have a rotation of 10 people and say, hey, let's do a route, and, you know, we'll rotate it among us. And so what? You're doing it once every 2 months, maybe. And some groups just, you know, some people want to be a substitute. Call me when you need me. You know, we laugh because sometimes they're called more than others. But, you know, it's an option. If you're available, you come. And if you're not, then you don't. So, you know, you get the more flexibility on the days that way and also the areas that you'll go to. You'll meet different seniors.
And you'll also get, I think you have maps that you give out, so somebody doesn't have to figure out, and you already know the best way to do the route.
That's exactly right. And a lot of people are reluctant, and I'm so glad you brought that up, Ann, because a lot of people that maybe are retirees, transplants for wherever, if we call them, and,
right.
you know, and they're here, and they might not know the area that well yet. It is a step-by-step instruction. You really, if you can follow directions to a pretty good point, you really don't need to worry about it. And, you know, even a lot of people have GPSs. You can even put those addresses in, and if that becomes your regular route, you'll learn the route very quickly. So,
sure. And that, you know, and the people, the seniors that are getting the meals, they so look forward to seeing whoever it is, whether it's their regular person or a substitute person.
They do. I mean, it, you know, a fresh face every day when maybe all you've looked at is 4 walls and a TV, I mean, that's very important, just that interaction. And I always enjoy, I get smiles when I've delivered, and it's just, you know, you get more out of it than they do. I mean, I've always thought that way.
Yeah.
You know, you really get a whole lot of blessings out of it, knowing you're helping people, but just seeing the spirit of those people, you know.
You know, I think the other thing, Tracy, that is so great is this is a great program for a parent and a child to do a route so that the children get to see about helping and giving back to the community.
It's an excellent program, and this is a great time of year to do that. I'm so glad you brought that up, Ann, because, you know, as teachers maybe are out for the summer and they're looking for something to do with their children, or stay-at-home moms now that they're out, this is a great opportunity to give your children that. My boys both have delivered, and, you know, I got memories of when we used to deliver meals and things they would say and experiences they would have. So it's so important. And you know, it teaches our children, too, who a lot of times our children, and mine included, get so much. It's a great way to give back, you know, and show them that, you know, not everybody has it like you do. And I just think that's important. I think that's important for children and for us as adults to remember, you know.
Well, you know, sometimes I think we get so wrapped up in our own lives, in our own spinning of our own orb, we forget that there are other people out there that we can help just by delivering a meal. I mean, what a simple thing to do but what a necessary thing that helps out so many.
That is so true, Ann. It really is. And so, you know, there's a lot of great organizations in Greenwood, a lot of great ways to give to the community. And I encourage people, if Meals on Wheels isn't your thing, find a way to volunteer and give back, because it is so important, you know. And but we would love to have you, because we need it, you know, and everybody, we always hear, I may need it one day. That's why I like to volunteer. So, and it's true, because, you know, Lord willing, we're going to all grow old one day, and you may find that once you give something, one day you may be the one needing Meals on Wheels. So, you know, I certainly think about that. And it is a great program. It helps people stay in their homes longer, which we know is where people generally want to be. They want to be at home if they can be at home.
And I know the Lieutenant Governor is out there, McConnell, is doing so much to try to make sure that our seniors do get to stay in home. He's coming up with a lot of programs. I know he visited Meals on Wheels when he was here.
He did. He came to the Nutrition Center, and he saw our, you know, our 96 site. So we got to see the Congregate Meal Program, where you you know, where you go to interact, and it's sort of the program you go to before Meals on Wheels, where you can go and interact with seniors. They usually can get themselves there, or at least they're able to get out of the house and go, and they're getting the same meal that our Meals on Wheels senior clients are, but they're getting even more because they're getting the interaction with each other.
And the other thing we need to mention is, well, first we need to give out the telephone number, then I want to ask you one more question, because we've been talking, we haven't given out the telephone number, Tracy.
Okay. Well, if you're wanting to volunteer, the number at the Nutrition Center, which is a good where to call, is 223-2233. So it's a very simple number, 223-2233. If the race is something you're interested in, you can certainly call me directly, and I can tell you how to register for that as well, but if you have internet. But my number at the office is 223-0164, and my extension is 231, or you can just call the 223 number. You can call here, 223-2233, and get me.
They'll get you everywhere, don't they, Tracy?
They will. They'll find me. So, but also, if you are part of the internet and you would like to register online, you can register at active.com, and that's, you know, it's right there, the Meals on Wheels, Candlelight. Just Google Meals on Wheels or Candlelight when you do that, and it'll give you the link. And we're on the Facebook as well, so.
And what are you on Facebook as, Meals on Wheels? Or?
It's Piedmont Agency on Aging on Facebook, keyword. So if you do that, there's also the link to the race, and then there's a link to everything about us. Great pictures. So I encourage anybody on Facebook, just find us, like us, and you can see all what's going on, because we post on there pretty regularly, so you can kind of keep up with Meals on Wheels and what we got going on here. So,
absolutely. Now, one of the other things, just a couple other things. Number one, when somebody has nutritional requirements and they're on Meals on Wheels, they even get meals that are good for them.
They do, yes. They're one-third RDA meal, but we also have the diabetic meals. We have ground meat meals, so if there's situations like that. I think we have some no-add-of-salt. We have some different variety of meals. So, yes, we'll find out what suits you best based on, you know, what your doctor recommends, and you'll get the different kinds of meals that we offer. So
this is an excellent program. Whether you're a runner, this is one of your big fundraisers. You usually have this one in the spring now, and then you do one at the holiday season. So I know we'll be looking forward to that one. But this weekend is a big weekend over there at the Cambridge Park, and it's the 5K run. Tracy, I know you're always looking for volunteers. I know you want people to come out and have a good time this Saturday. And I'm so glad we got to have you on the radio with us today.
Well, Ann, thank you. I always love when you invite me, because it's always great to be able to be on the radio and talk about something I'm very passionate and love. So, and that's the Meals on Wheels program.
That's right. So if you'd like to volunteer, how about give them a call? At least investigate it. Now, not only can you drive the meals, but don't you actually need volunteers that actually work in the kitchens, too?
We do. Matter of fact, as we're packaging the boxes this morning,
is that why you're there this morning, Tracy?
Yeah, we have plenty here. So, you know, whether it's packaging bread in the kitchen or helping with the box meals, you know, there's all kinds of things. If driving's not your thing, please don't let that keep you from volunteering with us. We will find a way to plug you in, so for sure.
Absolutely. Well, give them a call over there, 223-2233. That is the number to call if you'd like to volunteer. If you'd like to talk to Tracy about the race, Well, what's that number one more time?
223-0164, extension 231.
Absolutely. Well, Tracy Marsingill, always a pleasure to have you on the air with us. Meals on Wheels, an excellent program, and I agree with you. You know, who knows? Someday you may need that service, so let's get out there and help them out.
Thank you, Ann.
All right. Thank you, Tracy. Good luck. Maybe I'll get out there and see you all. Maybe I'll come by and have some barbecue.
I would love for you to. Please do that.
All right. Sounds great. Okay. Bye-bye, Tracy.
Thanks, Ann. Bye-bye.